stretch.
Before we begin Kinos, I'll say some words of introduction. Chazal tell us in Masechta Tainis and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, "Ikar Amru Kol Misabel Al Yerushalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa." Somebody who's Misabel Al Yerushalayim merits to see the ultimate Geula. Maral Miprag in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael explains very simply that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts based on our actions. He takes the lead from us. We know there's a famous Chazal, Hashem Tzilcha, that God is Yashayim. A shade, you put out one finger, you'll see the shade of one finger. You put out two fingers, you'll see two fingers. Whatever we do, we call the shots. We call the shots. Hashem is waiting for us. So the Maral explains the following. That a person believes that everything is fine, there's no totally complacent in everything in life, and there's no chasronos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you hold there's no chasronos, I also hold there's no chasronos, and there's nothing to give you. But if you think that you're missing something, you're misabel yoshalayim, which means that you think that things are not totally in their fullest way that they should be, then I'll be b'mala yechisar. But it's only if you declare and you tell me and you feel that there's something missing. I remember many years ago when I spent summers in Brookline, Massachusetts, I heard the late son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik, Dr. Isidore Soloveitchik, Sutorsky, rather, speak on this tekufa. And he would always say that this is the one time of the year that we're not mistapek b'muat. It's always a good midah. Mistapek b'muat. We're happy with what we have. But this is the one time that, no, we have to declare that we want more, that we're lacking. And if we don't show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're lacking, as the Maral says, Hashem Tzilcha, He follows our lead. The Munkach Rebbe once said that the pasuk in Noach, "V'lomotzo hayona manoach l'kaf ragla," that's the Jew in Golos. The Yonah, the Klal Yisrael, is Nimshalu. Marpil HaNefesh explains to a Yonah, Chazal say, and the Yonah didn't find Manoach l'kaf ragla. And that's the Jew in Golos. And the Sefer Marpil HaNefesh points out that there are two other times that the word Motzah appears in Tanakh, in Tehillim Pei Dalet, Gam Tzipor Motzah Vayis, and the Pasuk in Bahar, Lo Motzah Yodo De Hashiv Lo. He says, because a lot of times, Lo Motzah Yenoch Chaf Ragla, but we're in Golos, Marpil HaNefesh writes, a lot of times we feel, Gam Tzipor Motzah Bayis, we have a house, we're here, we're in Golos, we're comfortable, everything is good, so we don't really feel a chisara. Gam Tzipor Motzah Bayis, we found our home, we're good. We're not missing anything. But as the Marpel and Efrid said, the third pasuk in Lo Matzah Yado Hadev Hashivlo, you have to realize until the Shiva Sion, the day Hashivlo, we're still missing. And it's something difficult to relate to, especially if we never had a Beis HaMikdash and we never had that lifestyle. We never saw what it was. Baruch Hashem, many of us spent time in Eretz Yisrael, spent time davening in Yerushalayim, in the Kotel. That's a me'ein, the me'ein of what it was. So everyone has to understand Churban on the national level of the Beis HaMikdash and everyone's personal lives. Everyone has something that they're yearning for, that they're missing. They're missing, or their friend is missing. And we have to realize that we have to mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him that not everything is kedibay. His greatest things are. And we're Baruch Hashem living in a galus, that's the Medina Shel Chesed. We don't have the oppressions that existed years ago. And it makes it even more difficult, as the Marpel HaNefesh says. Because in this door, we very much have the Gan Tzipor Matzah bias. We have a bias. We have complacency. But we still have to realize Lo Matzah Hayona Manoach, that still, without the full Shiva Sion, without the Beis HaMikdash, it's Lo Matzah Hayona Manoach Lekaf Raglo. Many years ago, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was sitting Shiva for his wife, and two Rosh Yeshivas from our Yeshiva went to be Menachem Avil, the late Reb Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal and the late Reb David Lifshitz Zatzal. And it was printed, the whole, and plus other Rabbanim from different places who went, and every statement and every conversation that took place during Shiva was transcribed. And Reb Aaron Soloveitchik said to the Rebbe, he said, Shamati, may Avi Zal B'Shem Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, Perish Chazal, Kolam Salbal Yishalayim Zocha, Thoreh B'Simchasa, B'Loshen Hove, because really you should say Yizke, the Yireh. And he said from Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, Al Yidei Avelis Yishalayim Kedibayi Zocha V'Roeh B'Nachamosa Tekef U'Miyad, which the Sefer that one is Zocher V'Roeh right away. The Sefer Yitev Leiv points out that part of the Avelis is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to give us Geula. And if we have that Emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a glimpse of what that Geula is right away. And Be'ezus Hashem, this is the beginning, the Avelis of Yerushalayim every year, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're missing something, whether it's in our personal lives, whether it's the life of Klal Yisrael, and as greatest things may be, but it's not the way it should be. And as Dr. Tversky pointed out, the one time in the year that we're allowed to say we're not mistopic, but what we have. And we want more. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to now get a glimpse in our minds of what Yerushalayim B'Binyana was, and to state and tell the Ribono Shel Olam that we're looking to be Memalei Chisaron. We hold as a Chisaron. We're not complacent in what we have. And Be'ez Hashem, this should cause the Bias Goel B'Meirah B'Yameinu.